This morning, we're celebrating a special day, aren't we? What are we celebrating today? What story in the Word are we celebrating today, yes?
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday. Is that what the rest of you were going to say, Palm Sunday? And who remembers what happened in that story in the Word on Palm Sunday? Who remembers what happened? Yes? The Lord came into Jerusalem. And what did the people do when the Lord came into Jerusalem? Yes? They put down palms. They put down palms. Did they put down anything else? Yes? They put down palms and garments as the Lord came riding into Jerusalem. So we're going to read about that story in the Gospel of Luke. Now, there's an interesting thing that the Lord says in the very end of this story in the Gospel of Luke. He talks about stones. And something that stones would do. So you can think about the stone road that the Lord was riding the ass into town as people laid down their palms and laid down their garments. And think about the stones he was riding on top of and listen to what he says about the stones. And when he had said these things, he went before going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, as he was near to Bethage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent out two of his disciples, saying, go to the village opposite, in which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, on which no man ever sat. Loose him and bring him to me. And if anyone ask you, why do you loose him? Thus you shall tell him, because the Lord has need of him. And they who were sent went, and they found as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why do you loose the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. And they led it to Jesus, and casting their garments upon the colt, they set Jesus on him. And as he went, they spread their garments along the way, and when he was now near the descent of the Mount of Olives, all the multitude of the disciples rejoicing began to praise God with a great voice for all the works of power that they had seen. Remember, they had seen the Lord do many incredible miracles. So they were calling out with a great voice to the Lord as he was riding into Jerusalem. And they were saying, blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the crowd said to him, teacher, rebuke thy disciples. The Pharisees did not want the people to see that the Lord was king. And the Lord answered them and told them, I say to you, if these crowds should be silent, the stones would cry out. So what did it say about the stones? What did the Lord say about the stones? What were the stones going to do? Yes.
They cried out.
They would cry out.
Yes, and there's some bugs on your
window. Yes, there are, aren't there? And now when the Lord was talking about the stones and how they would cry out, let's think about what that might mean. Stones are strong, aren't they? And stones are something that houses are built on, foundations are built on stone. Now, I have another question for you. When you came into church this morning, and actually every day when you come into church, there's something written on stones on either side of the doorway. What is written on those stones on either side of the doorway? Yes. The Ten Commandments. That's right. Now, if you walk into the church and look at those Ten Commandments, and either read them yourself or maybe ask a parent to read one of them to you. They're written in stone, aren't they? And isn't that like the Lord speaking to us, the Lord calling out to us from those stones? So if you know those commandments and think about them as you're walking through those doors, that's like what the Lord is predicting here. Well, what you can do is focus on those commandments that you know the best and maybe try to learn a new one from time to time. And then you can think about this story in Palm Sunday where the Lord rode into Jerusalem, where the people laid down their palms and their garments, and they said, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And then how the Lord said the stones would call out. We can think about how everything we know in the Word is like the Lord speaking to us and it written in stone, so it will last forever and never be destroyed. And you can think specifically about how the Lord calls out to us in each of the Ten Commandments. Amen. Please rise.